Wisconsin has a lot of difficult-to-pronounce cities, towns, and villages, and we will cover some of the most mispronounced community names this hour. We've done this before, but thought it was time for a refresher course after WISN-TV in Milwaukee shared a list of the most mispronounced towns in the state last week. We think they might have missed a few, plus we thought we would add some places' names to the list and maybe even some politicians' names. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August 11th. What is the name of the community or the place or the prominent name that you often hear botched? Maybe it's by someone in the media or a new transplant to the state or an out-of-state friend. Or maybe you yourself have had trouble pronouncing a Wisconsin name in the past. Give us a call and let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Now, if you call in, what I'd like you to do, we're just going to have a little fun with this, I think. We're going to have you spell the name of the community or the place or the name of the person to our intern, Justin Williams, the producer of this program. Justin's from the Washington, D.C. area, so then we're going to ask you to ask Justin to pronounce that name and then tell us how he did. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email. I guess you can't really. On an email, you can just write it. Email to talk@wpr.org. We have with us a guest who has created a website to help us avoid these mistakes. Mispronouncer can help us get the right pronunciation of a Wisconsin place or town. Jackie Johnson is an anchor and reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network. She is also known as Mispronouncer for the website mispronouncer.com, an online audio library for learning how to pronounce Wisconsin places, names, and prominent people. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, and I'm glad you are going to test Justin, and you're not going to put me on the spot immediately.
No, we're not going to do that. I mean, but tell us why you, I mean, it's been many years now, why you decided to create the Mispronouncer website.
Well, in short, it's because I was doing the morning shift, the early morning shift, much like yourself, and occasionally when I had to read newscasts, there were names of prominent people in our state or cities that I didn't know, and this early in the morning, we didn't have people running around who I could ask, and I couldn't exactly pick up the phone and call somebody at that hour, so I figured there had to be a resource somewhere, and I looked around, and this was before the internet had a lot of information available, so I just went ahead and took it upon myself to create something, thinking that I wasn't the only one in this position.
Definitely not the only one, and we do use your website for some of those commonly mispronounced names and places. It's almost like the audio version of the Blue Book. We have a Wisconsin pronouncer Blue Book. Have you ever seen that?
I need to see that. I don't
know.
It's old.
It's quite old, but it's nice to actually hear the name. And what you do is that you went around and got the correct pronunciation of all these cities. What did you do? I ask locals?
It was a combination of a lot of things. You know, I grew up in the state. I've lived in the state my whole life. So many of them, not many, a lot of them I knew. And for those I didn't know or I wanted to double check to be certain I had it correct, I was saying it correctly, I would call different areas, different regions. I would call, certainly I would talk to some locals, but I would talk to some business owners or librarians or clerks of, chambers of commerce, tourism departments, just various people who are in the habit of using the word on a regular basis, and they would know.
And then, though, with people, you would actually have that person in many cases pronounce his or her name on tape, so they are the authority.
Ideally, I would like to do that, especially when it comes to lawmakers. I have we have 132 lawmakers in our state house, and I try to get all of them to pronounce their own name. And when I can't, I do it myself, but I find out what the accurate pronunciation is. But yes, when they pronounce it, they are the authority, and we're later probably get into some of the politicians' pronunciation, so I won't get into it right now, but you can't argue with him or her if he or she is the one pronouncing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Except the one time when I talked to the wife of a prominent politician who said,
"I know who you mean."
Yeah. I'm trying. I won't say the names just in case to not put their marital feud on the air. But she was saying, well, that's, you know, there's sometimes family names. They'll have, you know, one branch of the family will say it this way and the other branch will say it that way.
Kind of with an accent or family heritage. That's what it's about. It's not about just, you know, randomly picking a pronunciation.
Well, we had a fun time with this WISC list of the most mispronounced communities, and I shared it on Facebook, and people just started adding to it. I mean, It just, Wisconsin is just full of communities with difficult to pronounce names. A lot of because perhaps they are Native American in origin.
Right, right. A lot of them are. And then, of course, there's the French influence. If I could just read from a copy, if you please.
Sure.
So what I wrote down on the website, and I've got this from the Wisconsin Historical Society, Wisconsin itself is the English spelling of a French version of an Indian name.
Wow.
For the river that runs through the center of the Badger State. So we have a lot of influence here.
Yeah, and that is the name of the state is mispronounced too by out of staters, mainly the sportscasters, Wisconsin, and then you'll correct. I mean, I see people correcting. You know, no, it's not Wes, it's Wis, and yet it continues.
I don't know, but I praise these people for doing that because, you know, you can't blame somebody necessarily for mispronouncing something. But if someone comes up to you and says, no, it's not Wisconsin, it's Wisconsin, you know, or one of the many others that we're about to talk about, I think it's great. I don't think you're being too critical. I think it's great if you correct them. Correct me. That's how I learn. You know?
Yeah. Well, one of the ones that I have heard mispronounced a lot, and I don't think I actually did mispronounce it because I lived in the region of Shawano, but it is spelled like it is pronounced Shawano.
Exactly, and when you grow up with something, you just wonder, you're baffled how someone else can possibly mispronounce it. But yes, that one is definitely on the top 10 list, and it was in this little click-through thing that WISN had. Certainly, as you alluded to, they could have had a top 100. You know, they could have added a lot more. But if you grew up in the area, you just naturally know how to pronounce it. But some of them are very difficult for outsiders.
One that was on the list, and it's one that I hear pronounced differently. And this one, it might be one of these ones where some natives of a community say it one way and others say Waukesha.
You know, that's probably in the top 12, in the top 10. It is actually probably number one on my list, number one or number two. It's really hard because the wrong way would be Waukesha. But now, even when you think you're saying it right, you might not be because locals say it a little bit differently than what we think might be right.
Yeah, Waukesha. Yeah. They say some locals say Waukesha, not Waukesha.
Correct. Yes.
And so, you know, that's another. Some locals say Milwaukee instead of Milwaukee.
That's why we'll get some people, I don't want to say disputing, but coming up with different pronunciations of different places. Within, you know, there are some varieties, like you just said. Antigo is another one. Locals will just omit the T altogether. I mean, first of all, it's wrong to say Antigo. I've heard that, and that's wrong. Antigo, or just like the woman's name, Annie Go, real quick, Annie Go.
In fact, someone posted on our Facebook page, it is not Antigo, the T is silent. And it's like, well, no, it's not.
So, you know, again, it's a local thing, Milwaukee. Do you want to say Milwaukee or Mwaukee, like M'Waukee, you know, and omit a couple of letters there? I think both are accepted, but if you kind of hang out in the city drinking a beer with somebody, and if you say Mwaukee, people will think you're from there.
Yeah. Another one is Black Crick, Johnson Crick. It's really Creek, but the locals will say Crick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's another one of those things. If you want to kind of fit in with the crowd, do it.
If we have callers starting already. Susan in Weston is with us. Hello, Susan.
Hello. Good morning.
Did you spell the name of your community to Justin, or did you just say it?
I just said it. Oconomowoc. And I'm an implant from Illinois. In 1984, I came up to teach in Watertown, and I had students from Oconomowoc. And the first time I had to say the name of the town, I said Oconomowoc.
Oh, jeez.
Oconomowoc.
Yeah. I just, you know, being the teacher, I said it phonetically, I guess.
Right. And thanks for admitting that. That's on the list of the most mispronounced towns, isn't it, Jackie?
It is. And it's a great one. I like it. And I like to spell it. And every other letter is an O. That's what makes it so difficult.
O-C-O-N-O-M-O-W-O-C.
Susan, did you know that the world premiere of The Wizard of Oz took place in Oconomowoc?
No.
I knew that there was a Wisconsin connection, but mm-hmm. I didn't know it was that town.
That was it.
Thank you so much, Susan, for that. Well, why don't you call in again with the name of the community that you often hear mispronounced? You can, if we want to have some fun here, spell the name of the community, and we'll have Justin try to pronounce it correctly. Justin, our intern, who is not from Wisconsin, but a lot of these names are not out. Every Wisconsinite knows how to pronounce them correctly either. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine with Jackie Johnson, also known as Mispronouncer for the website mispronouncer.com. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Musk-a-day. Musk-a-day.
That is Jackie Johnson, otherwise known as Mispronouncer, pronouncing Musk-a-day, which is one of the most mispronounced cities or communities in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are talking about those commonly mispronounced communities and places and, for that matter, prominent names. You know, Jackie John from Richland Center called in and asked Justin Williams to pronounce Musk-a-day, and Justin, yay, got it right. And that's a hard one. Muscoda. It looks like Muscoda.
He must have had some prior knowledge, because most people who have never seen the word before, they just don't get it.
Yeah, and Justin has the experience of people calling into this radio show, and they have to give the name of their community. And so he has a little bit of experience with odd Wisconsin names.
That's why, if I can interject quickly, that's why your show is very educational, two or threefold, because not only the topic and the guest at hand, but the callers always give the name of their city. So it's always a learning experience.
Yeah, it is. And John from Richland Center also asked Justin to pronounce the community that is spelled, and we'll test our listeners on this one too, G-O-T-H-A-M. So think about that. How do you pronounce that community? Well, Justin pronounced it like you might hear the city on Batman, which is what I would think. When you look at that, it looks like Gotham. But it's not.
Exactly. And that's on my list, too. And I certainly did not get this right the first time I saw it. You think of Gotham City, right? But it's not. It's actually Gotham.
But Gotham has a bar in town, you say, that is called the Batcave.
Right. So that makes it a little bit misleading, because if you're familiar with the bar, the Batcave, then you think, well, of course, the Batcave is in the city of Gotham, City, but it's not. It's Gotham.
All right. Well, Justin got one out of two there. Let's go next to Brandon in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Brandon.
Yes. I've got several issues. First, being very close to me is a town called Nisida. Most people call it Nekeda.
N-E-C-A. I know it's Nisida, but Nekeda.
E-D-A-H.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you want me to help you out there, or?
No, we just did it. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, you got it, right? Most people call it Nekeda. I understand that, that there's a great deal of French evolution and integrated with Native American. But then you go straight up past the Shoshone Reservation, about 600 miles north, and you got a town called Phlox. Phlox. I mean, it's right there. No one really knows how to pronounce these things, but you go anywhere else outside of Wisconsin, and then you get commented on your flat consonants. You know, when you go out and when you say, where are you from? I'm from Wisconsin. They go, Wisconsin. And they love it. But there's a huge, you know.
Are you from Wisconsin, Brandon?
Absolutely. Born and bred in Adams County.
I hear that, too. Outsiders, when they hear that someone is from Wisconsin, they like to say, oh, Wisconsin. They just do it. I don't know why. It's a stereotype or something. Hey, you're from Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah, we've done some shows on the Wisconsin accent, and it's also shifting a little bit. There's a thing called a vowel shift, then, which we won't go into right
good.
Now.
That's too much.
But Phlox, I know that because there's a flower that is called Phlox, but it's Phlox. So apparently, I don't know where that community is. I didn't know there was a community by that name.
I can't recall.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Brandon. Let's go to Dwayne in Hayward. Hi, Dwayne.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
I gave your call person a couple names and see if your guest can pronounce them.
Oh, good. We're going to test Jackie, too.
Oh,
she'll be thrilled to know that. I'll try, too. But actually, I see them, and I don't know if I'd be able to get these. These are lakes in Wisconsin.
Yeah, a couple lakes in Wisconsin.
Okay, spell the first one.
Totagatic.
Totagatic. I don't know. Well, how do you say that one, Dwayne?
Tobatic. Most everybody pronounces like you did, Tobagatic, but it's Tobatic.
It sounds like you got a B in there instead of a T.
Right, but it's Tobatic.
Okay. Have you heard of that one, Jackie?
Not off the top of my head, and maybe I'm spelling it wrong, but no, I can't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that does confuse me because of the. It sounds like it's got a B, but that's all right. And then what's the other one?
Pacwawong.
All right, Jackie, I got the first one wrong. You'll get the second
one. Pacwawong. I guess it's a lake. I'm not familiar.
That's almost all everybody pronounces it. Not from the area, but it's pronounced Kwaywam.
Say it again.
The Kwaywam.
It doesn't sound anything like what it looks like. So, all right. Thanks very much, Dwayne.
I had an attempt. Thanks, Dwayne. I had an attempt to put all the lakes on the website, and I just never got around to it yet. So I know like three lakes.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the
Lake
next project.
Lake Butamore.
It looks like Butt Des Morts.
Right. So if anybody looks it up, it really does. Butte, Butt Des, Des, Morts, Morts. But it's actually Lake Butamore.
Butamore sounds so much prettier than Butt Des Morts. Let's go to Victor in Milwaukee. Hello, Victor.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
I don't live in this town, but I see it when I'm on my way to Madison. And I still, to the life of me to this day, have trouble pronouncing it. Even when I talked to your screener about it, even he had trouble pronouncing it. It's spelled I-X-O-N-I-A.
Uh-huh.
I was taught to say Ionia. But I'm not even sure if that's the correct pronunciation.
Ixonia.
Ixonia?
Correct, yes.
Yep, it's Ixonia. But that is on the list of the most mispronounced cities, Victor. So you got one of them there, too, that a lot of people have trouble with.
Victor,
now,
how do you...
I looked at the history of it as well. It's a strange history. It was the town was created, and they couldn't agree upon a name, so the residents just drew letters randomly to make it.
I might have read that somewhere. Victor, how do you pronounce the name of the city where you're calling from?
I would say Milwaukee.
Yeah, so Victor does put the L in there.
Right. Victor, the reason I asked is because some people do say Milwaukee, which is how it's spelled, and then some people just say Milwaukee.
Yes. you know, that's just the way I've heard it, and nobody's ever corrected me.
Well, you said it. You said it right. Well, Victor, thanks very much. Yeah, Exonia. All right, we are talking about the most mispronounced cities or communities in Wisconsin. We're adding places like lakes, and how about forests? So in the final minute we have before our news break, the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, that thing's botched all the time.
All the time. I mean, even people who've been corrected or who've asked how to pronounce it, you know, if enough time goes by, they forget, especially when you don't hear it and you just look at it on paper, the way it's spelled. Hard.
Yeah, very, very hard. So what places, communities, names do you often hear mispronounced? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Jackie Johnson, anchor reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network and the creator of the Mispronouncer website. This is the Ideas Network.
Kakana, Kakana.
Did you ever hear Kakana mispronounced? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I have a story about Kakana being mispronounced in that my mother-in-law, many years ago, my late mother-in-law, asked me to send her some cheese from Kakauna. I thought that was the best mispronunciation that I had heard in a long time. We are talking about some of the most commonly mispronounced Wisconsin communities, places, and names. And we're welcoming your nominations for that list at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. If you call in, spell the name of the Wisconsin community or place that you would like to bring up, and then ask Justin Williams, our producer, who's not from Wisconsin, to pronounce it. We'll see if he gets it right or not. We are talking with Jackie Johnson, anchor, reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network, also known as Mispronouncer, for the website mispronouncer.com, an online audio library for learning how to pronounce Wisconsin places, names, and prominent people. We have done this type of show with Jackie before, but we decided that we needed a refresher course after WISN-TV last week shared a list of some of the most commonly mispronounced communities. And one of the, among WISN's top 20 list of most mispronounced cities was Amery, A-M-E-R-Y. I guess that seems pretty straightforward to me, but I guess maybe it's just because people from that town have called into this show.
And I think that's it, too. It seems pretty straightforward to me as well. But, yes, it's
mispronounced. I guess maybe
mispronounced.
Amery could be one way to say
that's
it.
That's true. Yeah, good point. Can I also mention something? We talked about Waukesha earlier today, and I don't know if you have this soundbite, but if people don't know how to say it, I've learned that some, and not my soundbite, the other one that so they kind of find their way to skip around it, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about here?
I don't have the soundbite that, unfortunately, on here, but we're going to try to get that soundbite because I know that Justin, I thought he was getting President Obama mispronouncing something, but I don't have it set up ready to go, but we'll get it set up and ready to go. But he mispronounced it, President Obama mispronounced Waukesha?
Right, because he came to Wisconsin to do some campaigning, and yes, he mispronounced it, so of course a lot of people made a big deal about it. But also interesting to note is a lot of the, of course he's a national figure, so the national television, either they mispronounce the name or they avoid it altogether. They'll say things like, the president is in Wisconsin, and then they'll say he's in southeast Wisconsin, he's near Milwaukee today. You know, they'll do everything they can to avoid saying the name of that city.
Yeah, and I apologize, he was working on that, but for some reason it didn't transfer over with our equipment, but we're going to see if we can still do it. I thought that actually was going to be President Obama mangling the former mayor of Madison's name that he did so often. Remember that?
I think he came here three times, and three times, at least least the first two times he got it wrong. But yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah,
the mayor's name is Chess Levitch, and he had, which is a very hard name to pronounce.
That's easy to mispronounce, but you know, he would add letters that aren't even there, Cheslowski. But you know what, Mayor Dave, at the time he was, you know, if somebody's going to mess up my name, it may as well be the president of the free world.
Right, exactly. Another place name, Michael on Facebook asks, R.I.O. didn't make the list? I thought it did make the list, but R.I.O., when I first started doing this show, that is one when I saw it written on my computer screen, it certainly looks like Rio, as in Rio de Janeiro, but that's not the correct pronunciation of it.
Exactly, and that's one of those that I didn't hear about when I was a youngster. So yes, I had the fortunate challenge of getting that wrong as an adult, and you know, of course, having people correct me on that, which I'm very glad. It's definitely Rio.
Rio. Let's take this is one, another one that, frankly, I had trouble with last week. Let's take a listen to it.
Cudahy. Cudahy.
I want to say Cudahy.
Yeah, that's a weird one. There's also advertisement. Patrick Cudahy, there was an advertisement. They had a cute jingle that I guess it escapes me right now, but Cudahy play. Yeah.
Cudahy, Cudahy, Cudahy. I will remember this. Well, let's talk a little bit, because we said we would, about other politicians as well that have commonly mispronounced names. We have a primary election tomorrow in Wisconsin, and two of the candidates that are running in the 6th Congressional District have names that have been mispronounced frequently. And we had one of the candidates on the air. I teased him a little bit. I said, does it bug you when people botch your name? And you can tell us who that is.
Well, they actually pronounce their own name on my website, which is really good, because when you look at Joe, L-E-I-B-H-A-M, how would you pronounce that? I guess
Libham.
I know there's so many options here, but the way he says it, it sounds as though there's a P in his name. He says Lipom.
And he gave you a tutorial on how to remember that.
He did. The first time I ever met him, he was a candidate. He had not yet been elected, but he pointed to his I, and he says the first half of his name rhymes with I, and the second half, he literally pointed to his palm, and then he goes, Lie, palm, lie, palm. So that helped me remember it forever.
I will remember that. And one of his Republican opponents in the Republican primary for the 6th Congressional District is State Senator Glenn Grothman. Now, that might seem straightforward, but I have heard that mispronounced frequently, including on national interviews.
Exactly. And the senator has been around as long as I can remember, so I just figured everybody knew how to pronounce it. But no, it's Grothman, and I've heard people say Grothman.
Right. Well, let's take some more calls from people. Renee in Viroqua. Oops! Did I? I should have spelled the name of your community, Renee. You hear your community mispronounced a lot?
Oh, quite a lot. Viroquay. People sometimes just sit and stare at it and don't say anything.
Viroquay.
Just sit and stare at it. I like that. Confused.
Yeah. And
we also have a college in La Crosse, Viterbo, and I've had people call it Viterbo.
Viterbo. That's great. Yep, those are two that I think Viroqua is on the list for sure. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Jane in. Jane, where are you from?
Actually, maybe we should start with where I'm really from. It's S-U-A, M as in Mary, I-C-O.
Okay, I think I know, because it's the twin city of Howard, isn't it?
That's right.
Should I say it?
Yes.
Is it Suamico?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Suamico or?
yeah, Suamico. Mm-hmm. You bet.
And did you test Justin on one of them?
Two of them.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
How'd he do?
He got one out of two right.
All right, tell us which one he got right.
It was M as in Mary, UK, WANOGA.
Aha, he got McGuanago right.
Very good.
And the one that he did not get right
was T-H-E-R-S-A.
Mm. That's a hard one because you want to say Teresa, but I think locals say Teresa.
They say Theresa.
Yes. Theresa.
Theresa.
Yep, like a T-H for the, Theresa.
And is it is that one where the locals are saying it the way it should be said, Jackie, as far as you know?
And that's
Theresa.
And we talked about that earlier, Jane, about how sometimes the locals pronounce it differently. I don't know if there's a different way. I just, on my site, I have Theresa.
Theresa. That is probably the correct way for that one. Okay. Thank you very much, Jane, for those examples. Let's see, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Next, we go to Jacob in Madison. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is your example?
B-E-R-L-I-N.
That is a hard. I know why that's mispronounced. Did Justin get it right or wrong?
He was pretty close.
Because you want to say the city in Germany. Right? And
right.
So how is it pronounced, Jacob, and what is how is it mispronounced and how is it really pronounced?
Well, I just moved up from Chicago area a couple years ago and was corrected a few times vehemently by residents that it was not Berlin, it's Berlin.
There you go. So after a few times you finally got it right, huh?
Yep. And I don't know if it was originally pronounced Berlin and they got away from that around World War II or if it was actually pronounced Berlin all the time.
That's a good question.
We'll have to look into that. I'm not positive either. I think it was named after the German city, but maybe the locals wanted to give it its own kind of twist there. Next, we go to Danny. And Danny, where are you from?
Muskego.
And did you always get it right?
Well, yeah, I grew up there, but I moved down to Chicago. Whenever anybody asked me where I was from or they saw it written, it's always Muskego.
Oh.
Something like that. And I didn't think it was that difficult of one, but anywhere in Illinois or south here, people just don't seem to get it.
Exactly. It doesn't. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
You mentioned Fort Creek being pronounced Crick. And growing up in Muskego, my grandpa and all the older folk around there, that we have these little, runage drain ditches like creeks around there. And everybody always called them cricks.
And that might be just a, a regionalism or, I don't know, what do you call it?
Right, exactly. That we were just mentioning that the locals will say crick, and people can call in and debate that, but it's sort of one of those things. There is no such thing as a crick. It's C-R-E-E-K is a creek.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. Also on the list, one that is M-A-N-A-W-A. I suppose that is kind of hard if you've never been there. Just like it's a nearby city of Wapaka.
Wapaka.
But Manawa, right?
Manawa and Wapaka.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
All right. So Cynthia Schuster did find the clip of President Obama, I guess, botching the name of the community that he was visiting. Was this last year that he did this?
Oh, the years run into each other as we get older, Joy.
All right, let's take a listen to President Obama mispronouncing a suburb of Milwaukee.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Well, it's good to be in Wisconsin. Good to be in Waukesha.
Waukesha. Good to be in Waukesha.
Where'd he get Waukesha?
He tried. God bless him. He tried.
Oh, that is good. All right. Well, we have one or two more, and then we have to wrap it up since we have our Monday morning wake-up call coming up. We have Roger in Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah.
Very good.
So... That's a so. Mm-hmm. What's the Wisconsin community that that you tested Justin on?
Etrick.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, good for Justin for saying Ettrick.
Yes, he hit it right on.
How do you hear it mispronounced?
Oh, it's Ettrick, and some just stare at it. And I don't know. How do you spell it? How do you pronounce that? But
thanks very much. Thanks very much, Fred. We have many other Facebook comments and others. I guess, is there a one that we haven't hit, Jackie, that is infamous for being mispronounced?
There are so many. I think we covered many of them. I want to give you one. Prairie du Chien. I want to give you one that's not famously mispronounced because it's hardly known. It's unincorporated in a land far away. But here we go. I'll give you the spelling. You can hardly say it on the radio.
I'm not going to be able to say this. This is like 30 letters long. What is NaNaweyahOmenihekan? Now that's just not fair. What is that?
NaNaweyahOmenihekan.
And where is that?
It's actually on the Menominee Indian Reservation in Shawano County. And it's commonly known as Middle Village. That's what it means. That's what it translates to, Middle Village. In fact, people from the area will probably say Middle Village. I spoke to an elder in the Indian tribe, and he told me that it was NaNaweyahOmenihekan.
Wonderful. Jackie, thank you very much for being with us. I will have to do this on a regular basis.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jackie Johnson, anchor and reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network, also known as Mispronouncer, for the website mispronouncer.com, an online audio library for learning how to pronounce Wisconsin places, names, and prominent people. And if we didn't, we will put a link to mispronouncer.com on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.